The book by former Richmond Times-Dispatch reporter Chip Jones tells of Hatch filming Marines in combat, the Pacific D-Day, and brutal battles to take Japanese-held islands. In photos of Hatch in action, he stands instead of taking cover because, as he said, you can't film lying down, and he often came under fire.
I never got hit. I don't know why, because I've often said that being a photographer and doing your job correctly, it's like having a target on the middle of your back.
Jones said Hatch's film of the horrific battles at Tarawa won an Academy Award.
They were so graphic that they shocked the American public, which at the time foolishly considered the Japanese an inferior opponent. And they couldn't believe that hundreds of Marines were being mowed down. Indeed, President Franklin D. Roosevelt himself had to approve the release of these graphic pictures.
And Hatch led the camera team that shot the legendary Marine flag raising at Iwo Jima. The book is called War Shots, Norm Hatch and the U.S. Marine Corps Combat Cameraman of World War II. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.